Good afternoon. I'm Kate Manahan. Thank you for joining me for the 88th edition of New Mainers Speak. This is a weekly half-hour program where you can hear firsthand about the lives of some of Maine's immigrants. During the show, we visit with individuals regarding their life stories and enduring hopes as New Mainers. Today, my guest is Christian Bisimwa. He came to the United States from Bukavu in eastern DRC in 2011, making a short stop in New Hampshire before finding his way to home in Maine. Christian grew up the eldest of five children, farming cows and goats on the plains, and he later studied international trade at university in Ivory Coast, and then applied his skills in international sales, which he had a natural predisposition to succeed in due to his warm and confident personality. Thank you so much for coming on the air today with me.
Thank you. My pleasure.
So you live in South Portland with your wife and three children, 9, 6, and 4. And I wonder, how differently do your children live from the way you were raised?
Yeah, it looks like a huge difference, but kids are still the same. I had a chance to grow up in a farm, but also very close to the city of Bukavu. So from Bideka, Ngweshehu, we had a farm. I used to go to school in Bukavu anytime. For vacation, I used to go to the farm also, helping employee to, milking cows and also go with them to find honey. Because at the breakfast, we used to take milk, and we didn't have natural sugar right like now. We used honey only, and I learned a lot how to give them name. We use those cows or use goats as a pet sometimes, but here in America,
as payment.
Yes, exactly. Uh-huh. Kids here in America, when they arrive, the first surprise was, they are going to school and they meet white people first and see how kind of love they can share with kids. And as you know, kids are very, very proud to see somebody who can just hug them. And it's really amazing when they came from school, arrived home, explain us what happened. It's kind of a little different learning new languages. So it's amazing for them.
Yeah. So are you saying that they get hugs here at school and school is more strict in Congo?
Not that kind of pieces, but for them, it's new world. I mean, they can give hug in Africa, in Congo. But here, it's a little different. They can feel like we're going to be like strange people. But here, it seems like people are waiting for them.
Yes. Yeah. I'm glad they're well received.
Yeah, thank you.
What remains the same in raising children in such very different environments? You know, their lives are quite different than yours. They're not out milking the cows. But what's consistently the same across cultures?
They're still close to our food, especially. So when they went to school for the first day, it was like, okay, we're going to take this and this and this. They don't have a choice because they have to share that kind of food with friends or at school when they met them. They have to share everything with them. So when they came back for the first day at school, from school, say, okay, mom, we cannot have cassava leaves. We can have, we call fufu. It's a kind of flowers. So
it's a sticky little rice ball, kind of, with not rice, but cassava.
Exactly. So they are like, so we cannot get any more cassava here in America. I'm like, why not? And immediately I went with them different shops, African markets here. And they found, they were surprised to see cassava was there. And they took and get up at home so they can... We can make it in weekends, after school, for dinner. They are very happy.
Yeah, so the school lunches don't serve fufu, but at home you still cook fufu.
Exactly.
Yeah. Forget it. I tried cooking fufu last night.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I'm not ready to get married yet.
Sure.
They say when you can cook fufu, you're ready to get married. And it turns out I'm not a fufu professional yet.
it's not easier not to make it, but when you have somebody who can just show you, after three practice, you're going to get it.
Okay, well, I'll keep working at it.
Sure.
So, you lived in a region with many languages. Can you tell us about the languages you speak? And what does, how do you know when to speak which language?
As I mentioned, I was raised in the farms, but I went to school in a city, Bukavu, and we had a chance also to go to the priest school. At the priest school, we have four national languages to learn at school. So we have Swahili, we have Lingala, we have Kikongo and Chiloba. Every day we have to learn one language. But the chance we had, we grew up with farmers who speak another language. So with them, we have Swahili practicing. We have French with colonialism. Belgium who came in Congo with Leopoldi. I know you can remember the story.
Yes.
We have also Lingala who is spoken in the city. And when I went in Kinshasa to start my to finish my high school, I preferred my Lingala too. That's why I speak Swahili fluently, Lingala, Kikongo, and the Sango as needed. Because of my job, I had a chance also to travel a lot and improve my languages.
Does it ever get confusing having so many languages?
Not confusing, but kind of proud, you see. So everywhere you are, you can speak, you can communicate. And that is the easy way also to learn different languages, like English also is not our language. But we came here after a couple months at adult education. Now we can be proud and saying we got the basics in English, but to start practicing and we are going forward.
Yes, I would imagine knowing several languages would make learning yet another easier.
Exactly.
You have a framework for understanding language.
Sure.
Yes, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And can you tell us what your name means in Swahili, the Bisimwa?
Yeah, it's not in Swahili, in the mother tongue. It is in Mashi.
Mashi?
Yeah, it's okay. A kind of dialect. And it means like, the old name is Bisimwa Zihaliwa. So they give that name to the firstborn, which means you give the responsibility to somebody you love. You can give him heritage because you love him.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
So it's the one you love?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when you love somebody, you're confident, you trust him entirely, and you build your name.
That sounds like a good name for a firstborn.
Thank you. It's such
an exciting process to become a new parent.
Thank you.
With all that means. Are your children learning any other languages besides English right now?
We try to keep them focused on those languages they knew already. And especially my daughter, she speaks fluently Swahili and Lingala.
Oh,
yeah, but
she's six.
Yes, she's six, but it's like immediately she get a word and fix in her mind. So she speaks fluently, and I'm proud of her. Sometimes she comes from school, and I try to double check how much they increase the level in English. And I explained to her, okay, you're going to translate to your mom. I'm going to speak to you in English and I'm going to say in French. And she's like, wow. She started, it's amazing to see that.
Wow. Mm. A way to challenge her. She sounds like she has an ear for it.
Yes, they speak also Lingala. But the first language they practice in home, it's French.
Do you speak French at home then?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. How has knowing all these languages made a difference to you in your life?
Yes. When I went to college, I started, as you mentioned, international trade. So knowing those languages helped me a lot to sell my products. You cannot sell if you cannot be a good communicator. So by knowing products, knowing the language, easily you can share testimony, experience, you have your products, and can go forward too.
So it was essential to being a salesperson in the Central African region.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Even for my job, for my actual job, also it helped a lot.
Sure. Mm. And you probably get a lot more jokes.
Yeah, sure.
Which is important in sales, isn't it?
Exactly.
You want to be understood.
Sure.
As an adult in Eastern Congo, you worked as a high-level manager for a network company organization selling nutraceuticals. And I wonder if you can tell us about the work you did with Forever Living Products.
Yes, Forever Products, it was one of our company who are promoting natural products, as you said, and that kind of nutritional product to complete those things, those nutrients we miss in our daily diets.
Yeah, supplement.
Exactly. Yeah. As you know, the first cause of disease is people eat too much sugars, too much oil, too much salt, too much mayonnaise, something like that. And also, the second cause of disease can be pollution. So people who live in that kind of conditions, the good thing to give to them is not the medication. It's to give them natural stuff who can really help them. So when I had a chance to meet this company, it my first time it's in Ivory Coast, just after my college, I trust them after the presentation of the products. So I tried them. And after a month, I was convinced that this is a good product. I can go ahead. I start selling them, promoting them. It give me a chance to know very well those products. And that's why it was very easy also to build the network in that kind of stuff.
Yes, your personal experience fueled your sellability. You were able to sell it.
Sure.
Yeah. How are the skills you developed in the sales world, you got up to being the Sapphire level manager, which is way up there. How do you use those skills today in your life? How are they helpful to you?
Yes, being a Sapphire manager is proud. We are very proud, my wife and I, to be Sapphire managers. But we don't not we're not only focused on the title Sapphire manager, but the kind of job we're doing with the team. So we started manager first, just because, as I mentioned, before selling products, you have to know those products very well. You have to know the network marketing. So we got a couple of classes knowing those products, but also using them frequently. So I had a chance to have five people. And in French, we use the word face, F-A-C-E. Fast in the same word in English, so we are talking and we are seeing each other in
face.
Face.
To face, yeah.
So the first F mean family, which is everybody in the family. Where the A, ami, or friends, mm-hmm. We have a C, a colleague, we have an E, is a our environment. So when you have five people in that kind of stuff, we can just convince them, they can also recruit five people. So we're going to be five. Five is going to be 25. And after four generations, you're going to have a huge network.
Yes.
Distributors and consumer first also. So the good things in my job right now, I can just go with that kind of politics also. So when I have, it can be a workshop, I just connect five people to our organism. They can go also to convince five people. And in a month, you cannot imagine how many people can have.
It's wonderful for social organizing.
Exactly.
It's the same thing, but you're selling ideas and information instead of products.
Sure.
Yeah. So you also learned how to hustle. I think you work fast and know how to make things happen. And we will discuss your work in a moment further. But you're also a husband and a parent. You offer driving support to newcomers and provide direct care to youth through social service agency. And I wonder if you learned to juggle all those kinds of demands when you were doing sales as well.
Arriving in America, we were surprised to see the snow. So it's not easy for newcomers to look for job. You're going to walk in the snow? So that's why I was thinking about what can we do to help those folks who came and arrive, and to avoid that kind of confusion. Give them strength and hope immediately. Mm-hmm. So when I try to help them, I'm going to keep kind of my daily agenda program.
Yes.
So I wrote everything and then know what I can do at any time. So
I bet your agenda is completely full every day.
I do my best, but I do my best and improve just in terms of saving time and maximize my time.
Yeah, that was a skill you probably developed in sales too.
Sure.
Yeah.
And don't forget also, as somebody said, the best things to get a job is to create a job. So when you arrive, you cannot drive, you cannot have skills, those kind of stuff. You're like stuck. But if you can just learn just immediately how to drive, you can get your drive license, you can just think about getting a car, you can forward and just avoid the confusion.
And immigrants are more likely to start a business than native-born Mainers.
Exactly.
You are listening to WMPG, and if you're just joining us, welcome. This is New Mainers Speak. I'm Kate Manahan, and my guest today is Christian Bisimwa, who was originally from Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo, and he works at an organization here called MAIN, M-A-I-N, as a chow. And let's talk about that. MAIN is located on Oxford Street in Portland, and it was originally founded in 2002, and it was called the Somali Culture and Development Center. And that organization was formally renamed MAIN Access Immigrant Network, that's the M-A-I-N, in the spring of 2014. It continues to expand with services to a wide variety of African, Middle Eastern, and other refugee groups. And what exactly happens at MAIN, Christian? Can you fill us in? What's your organization's mission?
Yes, our mission is like we are working as a bridge. So we are connecting people. When they arrive, we are connected to refugees. We have asylee. We have pending asylum seekers. And when they arrive, they don't know resources. So we have to help them and connect them immediately. Those who doesn't have a PCP, we can just show them how to get a doctor. Yep. Yes. Mm-hmm. They can go easily to library, to adult education. We connect them to even those who are able body and they can walk. We can just connect them to different structure. We can help them to go as career centers. We can help people to go there. But the things you are doing over there usually is a kind of workshops in different topics. We have like diabetes, how to prevent it.
Diabetes.
Yes. Thank you for correcting me. And we have also high blood pressure. We have how to eat in America very well.
Which is tricky. You go to the grocery store and what are these things that are for sale?
And anytime when people come to those who are workshop, they're surprised to see, wow, we didn't know that. So we are also proud to see those kind of change in their beliefs, although their daily life.
How do people find their way to MAIN? They're brand new. They just arrived on a snowy weekend, and then all of a sudden they're cut loose on the world. How do they find their way to MAIN?
We're not working alone. We have different connection also. We are working with hospitals, also with, for example, Portland Community Centers, who sometimes refer people to us.
The Portland Community Center?
Exactly.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I have a stronger consideration with them because they have kind of integration medicine. So you can start with the PCP. The doctor, he can connect you to the social workers, and the social worker can connect you different also, and especially to us. So we have a group. We have a peer support group. So those folks who just arrive need some information to be oriented. So they can, thank you, they can go straight to those also, those can be friends, people who speak same languages, but in a peer support group where people speak Swahili, Kinyarwanda, Kirundi, I mean, people from Gabon, from Cameroon, from Tanzania, from Congo, Rwanda, Burundi. So it's a space where people can feel like we are not lost.
Yes.
We are on the good place. So sharing with them different experiences, they can continue to dream again.
That's beautiful, because there are, I would imagine, two major kinds of experiences to share with countrymen. One, hey, how did you figure out how to get a taxi?
Yeah.
You know, how to live here.
Can you imagine,
right?
Even to call the taxi.
Right. That's so hard. And then two, how do you process what has happened in order for you to be here in the first place? Like, people are coming from war and from violence, and not everybody's going to understand that either. So here you have a place where people can talk about their pasts and their traumas. Is that right? In the group support?
Exactly. And that piece, a lot of people, they live kind of in isolation. So they need a space where they can have a time to open their heart and share experience and probably get help. And we help a lot of them. Even to find a house, to find furnitures. So we connect each other to different resources. And now we are very, very proud for that.
I think it's work to be very proud of, because those things are hard to do. It's hard to find a job and an apartment and a couch and figure out how to call the taxi and how to find a doctor and how to get registered for the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah.
But that's really hard when you are aching mm-hmm. from the losses you've experienced.
Sure, exactly.
So that is double. And then try to learn some English in the middle.
There is a space also. We have a time on sometime with this guy to say, okay, today we're going to just speak in English. And nobody can laugh on somebody else, because we are new men, all of us. We are not perfect in English. So we start learning and improving English. So without fear and saying, oh, this is like me. He's like, he came like me. So I can improve that. So to afford the health insurance is not easy for them to be connected to the marketplace. So we help them again. That kind of stuff, we are proud of those.
It's really great work.
Yeah.
It is really great work. And you're known as a CHOW, a community health outreach worker. What can you tell us about your job outside of Maine, the Immigrant Access Network? And what does a daily schedule look like for you? What does a day at work include?
So for now, we are working a part-time. So that's why we flex our time. We schedule people according to the their availability. So I can set up a program and say, okay, today I'm going to just help four people. It can be in a health insurance. It can be in connecting them to DHHS. It can be to help them to better understanding the letter. Or the health insurance company can send letters to them. We have an obligation to help them to understand those stuff. So we go through. And on the end, also we have also a chance to have in a team American bonds. I mean, American citizens, like our supervisor. We are very, very proud to have her at Men Access Mirror, Sarah. She helped a lot. So when we are confused a little bit, we can go to her and she helped us to organize everything over there.
Do you also have volunteers that work at Maine?
We used to, and for a couple of days also we're going to have some. We had a woman from the east of from Congo also. Her name was Ridolphine. She did that good job over there. So that's why today she it's also helped her to find another job, to be connected to different services. So, and we have Somali people. We have Arabic people also who came sometime to help when we have workshops, and we can go ahead.
Wonderful. I love knowing that this service is out there, because it is so needed.
Exactly.
How would people find you if they were interested in getting help from Maine and some of these services you're describing?
Yes, they can go to www.ma, N1.org, which means Men Access Immigrant Network. They can call us immediately because all our phone numbers on that website. And we are far from the center for from Congress Street. So we're upstairs to General Assistance. It's 237 Oxford Street.
Wonderful.
In Poland, man.
Oxford Street's a great spot as far as being in the center of everything.
Yeah, and very close to Soup Kitchen, so many people know that.
So it's Maine 1, the numeral 1, maine1.org, if you want more information on Christian and all the other translators and community health outreach workers that work there.
Sure.
Beyond your work as a chow, what are your dreams for the next 10, 15 years here in America? What would you like your life to look like?
Yeah, coming from the country where people was like pushing in different ways, saying like, you are not from here, you cannot be, you cannot stay or prosper in this part. For example, I'm from the east of Congo. So when I'm prospering west of Congo, they say, you are not from here. Why are you prospering here? So it's not me. As I mean, people from Rwanda, from Burundi, from a lot of people who came here asking asylum, living in kind of fears. So they are like isolates. So we need a space where people can go together, encourage. They can have a time to laugh. You see, to share dreams they have. So I hope to make some show, TV show, radio show sometime. And also thinking about helping them to open the heart, and they can also share dream or goals they have. Even they cannot have a time to express in English, we can help them to finalize everything and start some kind of business and go ahead.
So you'd like to start a TV show?
Yeah.
For New Mainers?
Sure.
Maybe a little bit like New Mainers Speak, but on TV, sharing hopes and dreams and limiting isolation.
Sure.
Being connected to the community. I wish you well with that. Yeah. I look forward to seeing your show.
Sure. It's all my pleasure.
You are so warm, Christian, kind, bright, sincere. I am sure you are a huge help to newcomers as they try to find their way to get established in Maine. And thank you for your important work you're doing, both on an administrative level and on the human connection level through Maine. Thank you for being willing to come on the show today.
It's me. Thanks for having me today.
It's a pleasure.
My pleasure.
I'm Kate Manahan in the studio with my guest, Christian Bisimwa. We will close today's program with a song he's chosen for us. Christian, would you please introduce this song to our listeners and share why you picked this particular song today?
Yeah, the song is I Believe in You. I Believe in You for Lokwa Kanza. He explained that it doesn't matter your color, your hair, something like that. I believe, I trust you, I believe, I think we can go together, we can each other help and do something very special, strong things, and go ahead.
Sure, you didn't write this song?
No, it's mine, it's not mine, it's...
It sounds just like your message as well. It's a perfect choice for today.
Because I love him so much.
Thank you for sharing him with
us.
Thank you. Thank you all for joining us today. Comme une étincelle de joie, le soleil viendra. Qu'importe le temps quand tu crois, la vie t'appartient. I believe in you. Oh yeah. I believe in you. Solo nati en motemadi. I believe in you. Una yedi yoko kiko koma. Comme l'éclair, on n'a pas peur du tonnerre. On peut changer son destin, mais il faut le vouloir. Construire sur du sable, c'est un château sans espoir. Pour le temps qu'il nous reste, donner le meilleur de soi. Le soleil.